All right, enough is enough. Who keeps leaving me this crap around the base that says it's for me? Oh, so that's how it is? Nobody wants to confess, huh? I can play this little game. Everybody line up. For those who don't know, somebody has been leaving me teddy bears, chocolates, and notes all week. I don't know what kind of sick joke this is, but I swear to God, when I find you, I'll make the Big Bang look like a fucking joke. Something funny, Gonzalez? I see you cracking a smile. Go on, start laughing. It's funny, right? You're thinking, surely nobody could feel that way about the lieutenant, right? Go on, laugh. It's hilarious. If anybody else thinks I should take up a career in comedy, you're free to join Gonzalez on the floor. Now, I'll ask one more time. Who is doing this? Shut up, Johnson. Don't try to take the blame. I know you're always direct. Leaving anonymous notes isn't you. That being said, I swear to God, if any of you say you did it when it wasn't you on some Spartacus shit, you'll get much more than a punch to the stomach. Got it? Good. Now, I'll ask again. Which one of you have been sending me these stupid little gifts? Still, nobody wants to confess? Fine. Everyone, push-up position. Now. You guys are going to do push-ups until I get the fuck who's trying to make an ass out of me. Now start. Down. Up. One. Down. Up. Two. Down. Up. Three. If one of you falls, we're starting all the way over from one. I can do this all goddamn day. Down. Up. Four. Down. Up. Five. All the way down. If I catch you going halfway down, I'll set a fire under you and then I'll make sure your nose touches the floor. Down. Up. Six. Down. Up. Seven. Down. Up. Eight. Down. Up. Nine. This can all be over if whoever did it just came forward. And don't stop doing push-ups just because I stopped counting. Was it you, Henderson? Or maybe it was you, Lee? It was you, Private, wasn't it? Yep. Your reaction just tells me everything I need to know. Listen up, weaklings. Since nobody will confess, you'll all be on double duty for this week. If anybody has a problem with that, you can take it up with me. I'll be more than happy to show them why we use sandbags instead of people. That's what I thought. You. I want you in my office at 9 p.m. sharp. Understand? Good. Come in. Sit down, Private. Do you know what these are? These are letters, all addressed to me. Now I'm going to ask you, did you write these? Is that so? Well, since you're denying it, you wouldn't mind if I read some, would you? Dear Lieutenant, I know this might come off as strange, but I cannot help but to admire you from afar. The only thing that rivals your strength is your beauty. Watching you in the midst of battles, making me feel like I can do anything. I hope you keep inspiring hope in all of us. Sincerely, your secret admirer. You hear that, Private? I have a secret admirer. Aren't I such a lucky girl? Why is your face so red? Surely, this is your secondhand embarrassment making you nervous, because you told me you didn't write these. How about we read another, shall we? My dearest lieutenant. Ooh, dearest, this one's fancy. These letters are my only solace in the midst of this brutal war. I'm not strong like the other soldiers, nor am I particularly confident in myself. I'd hope for the bravery to confess my love to you, but the fear of rejection and embarrassment is too great. You are like an oasis mirage. No matter how hard I try, you always seem out of my grasp. But I'm always comforted by the thought of your existence. Sincerely, your secret admirer. Holy smokes! That one was dramatic. You think this guy majored in creative writing or something. Hold that thought, Private. This is my favorite one. Lieutenant, I am scared. The battle we were in last, I realized something. I am nothing more than a hindrance to you and the squad. While the enemy had me pinned, I could only wait until somebody saved me. I nearly cost the lives of everyone here. Someone like me isn't cut out to be with you. I've run these crazy scenarios in my head where I save everyone from certain doom and you swoon for me. But I realize now, more than ever, that these fantasies are just that, fantasies. That's why I've decided. I want to be stronger, strong enough to have you and everyone else's back. So I'm asking that you wait for me, and when I'm ready, I'll present myself to you as someone you can really rely on. Sincerely, your secret admirer. Now, isn't that something? It takes a mighty big man to ask a woman to wait for him, especially if she doesn't even know who he is. Don't worry, I know it was you. From your reaction back there, and I started to recognize your handwriting. The reason why I waited? To be honest, I want to see what would happen. I might be a cold-hearted bitch to you guys, but you know, being called all those nice words really made me happy. I have a reputation to uphold though, so I had to act like I was annoyed or something. Or everybody else would have thought I've gone soft. Now let me ask you a question, Private. Did you mean all those things you said in those letters? Good. You know, you're not as weak as you think you are. Don't think I haven't seen you working extra hard to keep up with everyone. I noticed that every time you get a little stronger, it would reflect in your letters. I started to look forward to your progress, and well, before I knew it, I was keeping a very close eye on you. I couldn't help myself after you sent that last letter. I just wanted to talk to you. I'm not great with this mushy stuff like you, so I'm going to ask you directly. Are you in love with me? If you need time to... Good. I love you too. You're the first person who told me that they loved me. Don't worry. I'll protect you. Until the day you feel like you're ready, I'll make sure we both get out of this hell together. All of us. Johnson, Lee, Henderson, everyone. Yes, even Gonzalez, even if he is a major dick. But let's not talk about them right now. I want to be with you. I finally have you all to myself, Mr. Secret Admirer. Here, my room is just in the next room. I want to lay down with you. You're kind of cute like this. Your face in between my tits while we lay. You're turning red again. I gotta say, that shyness of yours is kind of adorable. It makes me want to squeeze you like this. Wait, my nipples are sensitive. If you do that, I'll... It looks like you're getting more and more confident by the minute. Just don't forget who's in charge. You look perfect under me like that. I just want to eat you up. In fact... You like that, don't you, baby? Don't worry, there's more where that came from. That face you're making is so cute. You really do love me, don't you, puppy? Don't worry, I love you too. I want to take you right now. Seeing you in this state, I don't think I can help myself. When you say stuff like that, it makes me want to fuck your brains out. Here, take off your pants. Good. Now take off mine. Do I look sexy in my boxer briefs? Do you like how they hug my curvy hips and toned legs? Your friend down there seems to agree. Why don't we say hi to him? Look at this perfect cock, standing nice and tall for me. I wonder how it tastes. How does that feel, baby? I can feel your cock twitching in my mouth. You're trembling. I wonder, while you were writing those letters, were you fantasizing about moments like these? Having me on top of you, naked, You're such a sweetheart. I'm gonna ride you so hard, you'll have dreams about me for weeks. But you'll probably like that, baby. Right? Alright. Give me one sec. Okay, here we go. Oh, fuck. Your dick is better than I thought. You ready for me to start moving, baby? We're just getting started. Oh, fuck. You feel amazing inside me. Oh, that's my pussy, baby. You can feel my walls milking you, right? Your face always tells me everything. I love reading you. Oh, you can't hide anything from me. Oh, fuck. Let me lean closer into you. Oh, here, massage my tits with your hands. Yes. Look into my eyes, baby. I love you. I need you. I just want to keep you all to myself all the time. Fuck. I'm gonna go faster, okay? You just feel so good. It's driving me crazy. Here, give me your hands. I want to pin them to the bed. Good. Now I can get nice and close. That's it, baby. I love you too. I love you. Feel my breath on your face. Fuck. I'm about to come. You're close too, right? I'm gonna kiss you so my mom doesn't wake everybody up. Oh god. Fuck, I love you. I love you so much. That was better than I thought it would be. I can still feel my legs trembling a little. Look, you came in me so much. I'm practically overflowing. You really do love me, huh? Don't worry, I have birth control in one of my office drawers, so I won't get pregnant. Look at you. You look like you're about to pass out. I told you I'd rock your world. Here, let me hold you. I want you to fall asleep looking at the face of my love. You know, your most recent letter where you said you're nothing but a nuisance. I don't want you to talk about yourself like that. You're stronger than you think. You mean so much to me, and it hurts me when you say bad stuff about yourself like that. I'm so hard on the other soldiers because that's the way I am, but you're special to me. Don't get it twisted, love. Just because we're together now doesn't mean I'm gonna give you special treatment. In fact, I'm gonna be on your ass so much even Gonzalez will feel bad for you. Then afterwards, I'll smother you with my love to make you feel better. I love you, okay? And nothing will change that. Not even this stupid war. So let me believe in you. And if you can't believe in yourself, then believe in me believing you, okay? I said okay. Good boy. Now get some sleep. Remember, you're on double duty tomorrow, so you have to wake up early. Don't try to argue. I might be your girlfriend now, but I'm still your superior, so make sure you work hard, okay? I love you.